Geek Radio Daily for Not Monday. It's October 14th, 2014. All the geek with that new car shine.
Ooh. I like new car shine.
Are they all shiny, new cars?
No.
I didn't think so. So
they get dirty.
Whoever wrote that, crazy person. Hi, we're the folks from geekradiodaily.com. The website, the Twitter, the Facebook, all those fun things. And, of course, this crazy little 15-minute-ish or so award non-winning podcast. The people bringing it to you today, the guy who takes a rational approach to life. It's Saucy.
Fire can't go through doors, stupid. It's not a ghost.
Yeah. I'm the obnoxious guy, but there's a reason. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
People don't mean to be obnoxious. It's just that they're all screwed up inside.
That'll do it. So, what happened today?
Well, in 1834, the first African-American to obtain a U.S. patent was Henry Blair for a corn planter.
1884, George Eastman patented paper strip photographic film.
1899, William McKinley became the first president to ride in a car.
Okay. 1922, the first automated telephone, the Pennsylvania Exchange in New York City, became operational. The Pennsylvania, New York. Okay, weird.
Winnie the Pooh was published.
1947, the Bell X-1 became the first aircraft to break the sound barrier, reaching a top speed of 714.5 miles an hour.
1960, the idea of a Peace Corps was first suggested by Democratic presidential candidate John F. Kennedy.
1968, the Apollo 7 space crew became the first U.S. astronauts to transmit a live TV picture from a manned spacecraft.
1979, the first gay rights march on Washington, D.C. was attended by 200,000 people.
Also 79, NHL's greatest scorer Wayne Gretzky made his first NHL goal.
1982, President Ronald Reagan declared his war on drugs.
That went well. 1987, 18-month-old Jessica McClure fell 22 feet down an abandoned well in Midland, Texas, the nation captivated by the story of the 58-hour rescue.
1998, Eric Robert Randolph was charged with 6 bombings, including the 1996 Central Olympic Park bombing in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, but before that, 1990, can't believe you missed Fast Eddie McDonald, the guy in Toronto who made 21,663 loops in 3 hours with a yo-yo.
I honestly looked at it, spaced out, and didn't understand it.
That's okay. Birthdays?
Mia Wasikowska is 25. She was Alice in Alice in Wonderland.
Max Thoreau, 26. That's the young version of David in Jumper.
Jay Farrow is 27, current cast member on Saturday Night Live.
Daniel Clark is 29, Sean on Degrassi, The Next Generation, and Steve in Juno if you need something more mainstream.
Ben Whishaw is 34, Q in Skyfall.
Stacey Keibler, 35, a model, and she plays herself on the WWE.
Usher is 36 today.
Ben Pridmore is 38, the 2009 World Memory Champ, a title he won in 2004 and 2008, but sometimes he forgot to play.
Natalie Maines of Dixie Chicks is 40.
John Seed is 44, Detective Paul Falsone from Homicide: Life on the Street.
Steve Coogan is 49, Damian Cockburn in Tropic Thunder.
Lori Petty is 51, sure you know her as Kit Keller in A League of Their Own, but I know her as Tank Girl and will always love her for it.
Thomas Dolby is 56 today, singer She Blinded Me with Science, 1983.
Greg Evigan, 61, Billy Joe, BJ McKay on BJ and the Bear. Sure he was on My Two Dads, but damn it, he drove a truck with a monkey.
Harry Anderson is 62 today. He was a comedian, magician, and actor. Judge Harry T. Stone on Night Court.
You don't know Night Court, do you?
No.
That's goddamn. David Ruprecht is 66. Game show host, supermarket sweep, and apparently some version of The Price is Right that I never saw.
Caddy Manning is 68 today. Joe Grant on Doctor Who.
Sir Roger Moore, 87. James Bond, this of 7 movies from 73 to 85.
No longer with us this day, 1969, David Strickland, Todd Stiles on Suddenly and Susan.
E.E. Cummings, born in 1894, a poet that we all probably did a report on.
Dwight D. Eisenhower, 1890, 34th president.
And born 1893, Lillian Gish, Elsie from D.W. Griffith's The Birth of a Nation, something that never comes on TV.
Tonight on NBC, new episodes of The Voice and Chicago Fire, as well as the premiere of Marry Me and About a Boy.
Over on CBS, it's a new NCIS, NCIS New Orleans, and Person of Interest.
Tonight on the CW, new episodes of The Flash and Supernatural. Can't wait.
That's your night, right?
Yeah.
ABC, a new episode of Selfies, Manhattan Love Stories, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and Forever.
tonight on Fox, new episodes of The New Girl and The Mindy Project.
Yay, over on ABC Family Channel, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, not the Chamber of Pot.
Marathoning Storage Wars on A&E.
Sure, AMC American Movie Classics, the better than you realize Terminator 3 Rise of the Machines.
Good Eats is coming on the Cooking Channel.
You're so happy.
I love it.
BET, the BET Hip Hop Awards 2014, on tonight for your consideration.
New episodes of Chopped on the Food Network.
Comedy Central, new episode of Tosh and Brickleberry.
Men in Black 3 on FX.
Again, better than you think it is. FXX and Little Simpsons block from season 6, Doin' in the Wind, where Homer learns his middle name.
Something's Gotta Give on Encore.
I see what you did there. Game Show Network, a new episode of Idiotest.
Tonight on HBO's signature Gangster Squad.
On Oxygen Channel, Bad Girls Club, it's Redemption. It's happening tonight.
VH1, New Jack City.
Oh, good movie. Sci-Fi Channel, Face Off, It's Beautiful Disaster, then two episodes of Town of the Living Dead.
It's effing science tonight on G4.
Sundance Show and Unforgiven. Clint Eastwood's a cowboy, man. Clint Eastwood.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets on ABC Family.
Yeah, and I said that. TNT Hangover, but we're watching sci-fi late in the evening because an experiment goes awry when a doctor transplants the eyes of a wolf into a blind man. Tonight, Justine Bateman and the late, great Corey Monteith star in Hybrid.
Roasted lettuce today!
Now, see, we have a completely different concept of what hybrid is. So, it's just amazing. A few years and the world changes, completely changes. Totally. If you'd like to drop a note, please do. Podcast Billy Flynn, Flinster Saucy at GeekRadioDaily.com. Don't forget, if you'd like to contribute to a story or start a brand damn new one, drop a note to those same addresses, but put story in the subject line, and we'll see what happens after that. What's going to happen after this is going to be more of your Not Monday edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Emergency. Batman speaking. Warning all of you to brace yourselves for big news.
The biggest.
Tell them, Robin.
Holy superlatives, Batman. It's really exciting.
Greetings, citizens. Join me, your old bat chum, John S. Drew, on my journey to discover what it is I love about the classic 1966 Batman television series on the Batcave podcast. Each episode, I'm joined by a guest host as we review the classic television series. There's a new episode every 2 weeks. Same bat time, same bat channel on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or at thebatcavepodcast.com.
Holy memoranda, folks. Make a note not to miss it.
Good thinking, Robin.
I'm Allison Scagliotti, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are. The Not Monday edition, that's a good feeling, very good feeling. Means we're moving further, further along, and we're past time for a baby, so God only knows.
Right?
At any moment, it's going to be go time. Red team, red
really
team.
Really hoping for yesterday.
Well, we're going to see what we can do, pal. Going to see what we can do.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
Nope, but you probably do, and today's the day you can add them to your ever-expanding collection. So many things available today, like...
X-Men Days of Future Past is out today.
Damn good movie.
And some I can't wait to see it.
Extra footage so we get to see Anna Paquin, sure. Mr. Peabody. Not only is the movie coming out, the new animated movie, but the complete cartoon collection of the original series out
wow.
today as well.
Wow. Fargo Season 1 tonight.
It's really good. Star Wars Rebels Spark of the Rebellion, the little movie that kicks off the new series, is on DVD now.
Season 7 of Murdoch Mysteries today.
I want some trash. Sherlock Holmes, classic film, TV, and radio. A collection of just really old, various Sherlock Holmes stuff.
Ozzy Osbourne, Memoirs of a Madman.
Mortal Kombat Legacy, that little sort of web series kind of thing that was halfway decent. Yeah, you can get that on DVD now.
Season 3 of Two Broke Girls.
Why not? What we're really going to do today, though, is get the story of the last group of human survivors who save a mysterious wanderer with an unknown past. They must come together to protect their outpost from hordes of flesh-eating zombies and even deadly human raiders bent on their destruction. Tonight, Fred the Hammer Williamson is available in Z-War. Our future is dead.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So huge news Robert Downey Jr. getting another opportunity to play Tony Stark, this time in Captain America 3. Tony will be coming over because in Cap 3, they're going to be kicking off this Civil War storyline, and this starts a new phase of movies for Marvel Studios. So, if you remember from, six, 7 years? How long ago was that now? Civil War is where they passed the superhero sort of registration act thing, so superheroes have to come work for the government, or they're outlaws, and people have to pick sides, and they fight each other.
Ooh.
So, you know, it's going to be more than one movie, it's got to be, so we're going to see. Marvel actually making Civil War, and Robert Downey Jr. will be there.
Just like that one war, you know, that one war we had that one time?
What's so civil about war anyway, man?
So people are starting to use cash money less frequently. They always want to use their plastics.
Sure.
All right. Well, Norway doesn't like this. They want people to enjoy their money, so they're changing their designs. On one side, we have some designs that were put forth by different houses in Norway's artist district, and some pixelated art coming from a Oslo-based Snøhetta, that's the artist's name, Snøhetta, to do the reverse of the bills. Now, these are going to go into circulation in 2017, so that gives you lots of chance to go and visit Norway, or save to go visit Norway.
And as we've learned with American money, you can go far.
Right, right.
You can go far. So
you can buy a 50 krone for $7.70.
It's not bad. Not bad at all. So German production house Constantin Film is now moving to TV. They're going to be spinning off some TV shows from movies that you might know. The Resident Evil franchise becoming a TV series. And Mortal Instruments, which was supposed to be a series of films, but that first one didn't do so well, are both going to be turned into weekly series. No clue on a network yet, but, you know, they're working on it. They're going to be selling the bad boy and trying to make that happen and stretch their profit dollar.
So, if you're afraid of snakes, then you shouldn't get stranded in a mudslide and lost or anything, because researchers are building a new search and rescue robot that's like a Sidewinder snake.
What?
Yes, they spent a lot of time studying Sidewinder snakes
in
their natural habitat.
All right.
And figuring out how they're able to maneuver themselves by lifting small portions of their body up off of the ground. The less surface area that they're touching means the faster and more smoothly they can go.
Okay.
And so...
And so, yeah, you're going to send a robot snake to save me.
Yeah, jeez. Well, the robot is still pretty rudimentary, and it has 16 joints, and it's 36 inches long with a 2-inch width. And people are going to get freaked out.
A little bit.
You know, if they don't starve to death before they get found in the bottom of the mudslide.
Yeah, that's going to... Oh, my God!
They're going to die of a heart attack.
Coming right for us. So ITV's remake of the classic TV show Thunderbirds got its first public screening at the TV industry conference in Cannes. And the people behind it just... They've done something beautiful from what everyone's talking about, the modern computer-generated animation mixed with the traditional live-action models. So, don't know if you saw Thunderbirds ever there, Mr. Saucy.
Thundercats?
Nope.
Oh.
Thunderbirds. Thunderbirds, an action-adventure show that used marionette puppets. So, if you saw Team America, there used to be a whole TV show like that, done in that style. 2015 is when we're going to actually get to see it. And yes, they said anybody could have just sat around and done, like, you know, a live action, which they did do a live action movie, or tried to do just straight up CGI. But no, they wanted to completely do what happened before, and that's making the whole thing work with the marionettes. So you've got some people who joined the cast, but who cares about those? One of them is a Game of Thrones actor, Thomas Brody Sangster, but the original voice of Parker, David Graham, is also reprising his role. So yeah, next year, my friends, Thunderbirds are definitely go. GRD, licensed to Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, on Twitter, and of course at the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Drop it on podcast, Billy Flynn, Flinstress, Saucy, all at geekradiodaily.com, and we will see you on the morrow. Ooh, I like that.
Awesome. On the morrow.
Piss. Wrapped in poo.
You are all weirdos.
Marky, pour me a beer.
Uh-oh, Nammy. Flim-flam alert.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Pretty good, Harry. Hey. Good to see you.
It's been a long time. How long's it been?
Well, 2 to 10 with time off for good behavior.
Oh, boy, I need change for this 50.
You need change? Maybe I can help you, huh?
Hold it, hold it.
Oh, come on, guys. Give me a break. I'm a reformed man.
Yeah? Well, maybe you wouldn't mind if we monitored this little transaction.
Yeah. Wouldn't mind at all. Okay, you got 50 bucks. Here's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Norm, what time is it?
11.
11, hmm? 12, 13, 14. Gee, my watch must be fast. I got 11:25. 26, 27, 28. Cliff, you have not aged a day. How old are you?
Well, I was 39.
39, 40, 41, 42. Wait, you can't be that old. When were you born?
47.
48, 49, 50. There you go, barkeep.
Thank you.
Good to see you, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, Sam, long time no see.
What was Harry the Hat doing here?
He just came in for a beer.
Oh.
And some change.
Oh, shit.